It's April 11th. I'm Brian Dean Wright, former CIA operations officer, and this is The Wright Report. Hey, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Wright Report, your daily news podcast. I've got four briefs for you this morning that are shaping America and the world. First up, inflation in this country is heading higher than expected, with the federal government saying yesterday that one category in particular is rising the fastest ever recorded. We'll discuss it. Second, we've got two updates about illegal migration, one involving Chinese illegals who are working with the mafia in this country. The other is about why Hispanic Americans are increasingly split about how to handle the illegals crisis. Third, the U.S. Congress shot down a bill yesterday to extend the federal government's ability to spy on Americans without a warrant. We'll talk about that debate. Fourth, and speaking of spying, an update for you about the world's drone wars. Iran and China are marching ahead with their pretty popular technologies, but America is falling behind. We'll talk about why we should care. Later, we've got a study about debt forgiveness, but it is not about student debt. It's about medical debt. And I suspect that this study is going to leave you as surprised as it did me. But first, let's get to our top stories of the morning. The U.S. Labor Department released some very bad news yesterday. The Consumer Price Index rose 3.5% year over year last month. That is up from February and certainly hotter than economists had predicted. In turn, that bad news tanked the stock markets yesterday, with the Dow Jones down 400 points, all because they believe that the Federal Reserve will likely hold off on decreasing interest rates. And that is bad news for a lot of people, from home buyers to businesses. Digging into the numbers, inflationary pressures were up across the board. As the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday, the key drivers of inflation, again, year over year, continue to be the same things that we all know to be true. That would include rent, food, vehicle ownership, and elder care. Now, that category, elder care, is up 14% year over year, and that is the largest one-year increase ever. Honorable mention, though, goes to auto insurance. Those costs are going up the fastest that they have in 47 years. The White House did their best to spin the bad news. They insisted that despite the numbers, Bidenomics were moving the country forward, citing in particular low unemployment rates. But that cannot erase this. Data continued to show that most consumer products are up anywhere from 20 to 40% since Mr. Biden took office, and wages simply have not caught up with those numbers. And that is why the White House this morning has not only an economic problem, but a political one too. The economy remains the number one or two of the greatest concerns of our fellow Americans, with illegal migration vying for the top spot as well. And if that doesn't change, folks, the Biden reelection effort is in serious jeopardy, or at least according to the polls. And with those facts and data, let me offer you one brief, quick piece of analysis and opinion. For the past few months, we have seen pundits on TV and opinion writers and newspapers say that actually the U.S. economy is in great shape. And any polling that would suggest otherwise is just folks like you, Americans, who are living in a state of denial or confusion. Case in point, 1 week ago, The Wall Street Journal ran with this headline, quote, "What's wrong with the economy? It's you, not the data." Okay, well, the truth is that you are not the problem. There is nothing wrong with you. The problem is that wages have not caught up with inflation over the past 3 years, and a lot of people are really upset with that. So don't let anybody in the media or politics gaslight you into thinking otherwise. You are not the problem. And with that, we move on to our second related news of the morning. It is not just the economy that Americans are worried about, as listeners know. It is also illegal migration. And we've got two updates on that issue this morning, starting first with the illegals from the country of China. As published yesterday by the outlet ProPublica, Chinese mafia inside of this country are running a major scam with Chinese illegal aliens, and it involves gift cards. So here's how it works. Chinese illegals, and legal migrants, by the way, they are stealing gift cards that hang on those shelves at Walmart or Target or other big box stores. Now, as folks probably know, those cards have no value so long as they just sit there and hang there. But the Chinese have come up with a very tricky fix. The illegals take the gift cards from the stores back to the mob bosses. They then write down the cards of redemption details. Those are usually under those little gray boxes that you have to scratch off. But doing that, scratching that little box off, that should ruin the card, right? No. The Chinese have created a special material that recreates those little gray boxes. And once they've done that, once they get the account information, they then repair the packaging, they repair the gift card, and they take the cards back to the store and they hang them back on the shelf. And that is when folks like you or me buy them completely unaware and we add money to the card for, say, somebody's birthday or graduation. And that is when the Chinese drain every last drop, whatever cash you just put on that card. And that is because they have the account information stored on some very specialized software that notifies them of when a card is increased in terms of its value. So the money is gone before you even know it. The scheme, by the way, is called card draining. And the U.S. Department of Homeland Security estimates that about 1,000 Chinese migrants are already involved in this, with a lot more on its way. For what it's worth, this scam is very lucrative. They have netted the Chinese gangs and mafioso hundreds of millions of dollars. The DHS is now investigating whether the Chinese mafia, whether or not they are simply taking advantage of the record numbers of Chinese illegals who are crossing the southern border, or if instead they are recruiting some of their fellow citizens to make the trip to America to then become a mafia employee, as it were, of this scam. But either way, this problem is going to get much worse. Border Patrol agents told Fox News yesterday that more than 46,000 Chinese illegals have been encountered on the southern border in just the past year. The vast majority have then been released into America, as we unfortunately had to talk about back on March 8th. Next, we've got another update involving illegal aliens, but this is about those from Latin America. The Sacramento Bee reports this morning that Hispanic Californians are growing very frustrated and very angry with Joe Biden over the collapsed southern border, and they are just as angry with the illegals. The Bee highlighted that upwards of 70% of the state's Latinos considered illegal aliens to be a burden, and these folks offer two reasons for that. First, California's Hispanic Americans say that the recently arrived illegals are increasing crime in their communities. Second, they say that the illegals are just here in this country to take advantage of the system. They want things like free housing, food, and medical care, but they don't want to contribute, and most of them don't want to work very hard at all. And that is why one Hispanic Californian said to the Sacramento Bee that, quote, "They don't come to America to work. They come to live off the system, and that is not the kind of migrant that we need in this country," end quote. And that growing anger at illegals by some Hispanic Americans is starting to show up in the polls for next November's elections. Earlier this week, a poll from Axios News and Ipsos showed that Mr. Biden's approval numbers amongst Hispanic Americans are down to about 40%. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's are up to about 32%. As listeners know from my previous briefs, those numbers are even closer if you look at just Hispanic men. And with those updates, let me now pivot from facts and data to my analysis and opinion. First, let's talk about China. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, if the Chinese mafia are using Chinese illegals for a gift card scam, just imagine what Chinese intel agencies are doing with these same people. I promise you, it's not going to be limited to just ripping off consumers. We're talking sabotage and intel operations. Second, let's talk about those Hispanic migrants. What these data and all the interviews tell us in the Sacramento Bee is that Hispanic Americans who were born in this country or who have been here for 30 plus years, they understand what's happening on our southern border. They know that they came here because of the lawlessness and the criminality of places like Central and South America. They came to this country for the opposite, for stability and peace. But they are seeing that that is being destroyed, and they are really angry about losing their country. And I think that that's pretty darn good to hear, actually. It's good to see that folks of all backgrounds and skin colors are saying, No more. We need a border. We need to vet who comes in and who has to leave, because that is what a real country does. And to me, that's powerful. And that is a hopeful sign that common sense is still alive and well out there in America, just a little hard to find sometimes. And with that, let us take our first break of the morning. For my subscribers listening at rightreport.substack.com, thank you. Meanwhile, for my other loyal listeners, I offer you an equal thanks. Do enjoy the messages for today's first two sponsors. That would be Superbeats and the good folks at American Hartford Gold. We'll be right back. I am at 4 months in with Superbeats Heart Chews, and boy, am I happy. Just two little chews a day, and I get a shot of energy, plus performance and endurance. I take mine at breakfast, and then I am set for the day. Also, here's another great benefit. If you pair Superbeats with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in these chews are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. How great is that? So do what I did. Go to GetSuperBeets.com, that's BEETS.com, and use promo code RIGHT. If you choose one of their bundles, that is going to get you a 30-day supply of Superbeats for free and 15% off your first order. So go to GetSuperBeets.com, use that promo code RIGHT, and get your heart-healthy energy that you need and support for healthy blood pressure, too. You will be so glad you did. In the coming weeks, you are likely to hear even more headlines about leaders in both the U.S. and Europe starting to seize Russian assets. They're going to do it to pay for the war in Ukraine. We spoke of this back in early January with the very clear effects on the U.S. dollar and our pocketbooks. So if you are looking for ways to diversify your investments, and we should, consider physical gold and silver, and consider American Hartford Gold as you do. They are the precious metal dealer that I use and trust. When you give them a call, they will explain how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by purchasing physical gold and silver. And feel comfortable using American Hartford Gold, as they have an A-plus ranking from the Better Business Bureau. So either give them a call at 866-353-2694. Again, that is 866-353-2694. Or just text them. Just text RIGHT, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, RIGHT, to 65532. Man, that is easy. Again, that's W-R-I-G-H-T 2-6-5-5-3-2. And when you do, folks, they will give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order, all depending on your total purchase. So again, give them a call at 866-353-2694 or text my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, to 65532. And folks, buy that physical gold and silver with American Hartford Gold. Welcome back to The Right Report. Let's continue with our briefs this morning with a pivot towards news about spying. We begin with the latest from Congress, which shot down a bill yesterday that would have otherwise extended the federal government's ability to spy on Americans without a warrant. We first spoke of this back on December 6th, but to refresh our memories, Congress was debating both then and now a program called Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. So here's how it works. The U.S. government has a massive set of databases of emails and texts and phone calls. Now, it is supposed to be comprised of only data belonging to only foreign nationals abroad, no Americans. So the idea is that if there's a credible threat of, say, a terror attack, the FBI or CIA or NSA can quickly access this 702 database without a warrant or court supervision. Now, at first blush, you might think, all right, well, that sounds good because the information and the suspect are all foreign. They're not American. So that, in fact, was the idea when it was first created just after the 9/11 attacks. But critics say that there are two big reasons to be very worried about this Section 702. First, what we now know 20 years after it was first created is that staffers at the FBI, CIA, and NSA have abused this database again and again and again to spy on boyfriends, wives, or intimate partners. But second, they are also using this database to spy on other Americans like you and I, not just foreigners, and without a warrant. So here's how that happens. Let's say that a foreigner is talking to you or me, an American citizen. Well, this 702 database collects on not just the foreigner, but you and me, the American, and our communications as well. It's called incidental collection, and it can then be searched and used by the CIA or FBI, and they can use it without a warrant. And that has happened a lot. For example, in the year 2020, the FBI misused this 702 database against Americans over 278,000 times. Now, to be fair, the FBI does acknowledge their past abuse, but they say, don't worry about it. We have fixed it. All the rules tightened up. Critics are not convinced of that. They don't trust the FBI or the U.S. intelligence community. That includes people like former President Donald Trump. He pushed very hard yesterday to block the renewal of this Section 702. He said that it was unlawfully used to spy against his campaign back in 2016. And that was sort of true. The FBI did unlawfully spy on Trump's campaign, but they did so by falsifying some evidence under something called Title I of FISA, not Section 702. But that aside, the point still remains. People like Mr. Trump, plus Democrats too, like Ron Wyden of Oregon, a senator, plus some leftist organizations like the ACLU, they do not approve of this warrantless spy program because they say it is just too likely to be abused as it has been in the past. Well, that is why Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson tried to address their concerns yesterday. He said that the bill fixed all the critical problems with some wonderful reforms. But even still, the critics correctly pointed out that those reforms still allow the FBI or CIA to do searches without a warrant. And that is why the bill ultimately failed yesterday in the House, although with plans to bring it up again as early as next week, all because the White House and supporters of this 702 say that the FBI and the CIA really, really need it, all to protect the country. All right, with those facts and data, let me now offer you my analysis and opinion. Folks, this debate comes down to a central question. Do you trust the U.S. intelligence community to use their powers lawfully, whether you think about the reforms or not? Because I think that there are reasonable people who just don't trust the intel community. And I think they have some good reasons for that. Here's why. So we can start with back in 2017, when Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer of New York was being interviewed on MSNBC. He was speaking about how powerful and ultimately lawless the intel community really is. Here is what Mr. Schumer said. Quote, let me tell you, you take on the intelligence community in this country and they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you, end quote. At the time, Schumer was speaking about how foolish it was for Donald Trump to criticize the FBI and the CIA. He was arguing that they are incredibly powerful, vengeful too, so why would Donald Trump ever take them on? Which, just to be clear, is horrifying. It would suggest that it is the FBI and CIA who are in charge of this country, not Congress. But nevertheless, since that time, back in 2017, we have had even more evidence to prove the point. For example, we have two special counsel reports and another from the DOJ's Inspector General that have found that the FBI and the DOJ have engaged in acts of lawlessness as they, of course, investigated Donald Trump. And now we're being asked to believe that all that lawlessness over the past 10 years at least has been acknowledged, reconciled, or otherwise reformed. But I just don't believe that that is true. And I don't believe it's true for three reasons. First, the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, has called the lawlessness of his agency in years gone by as simply a series of missteps. Missteps. So that tells me that to this day, the FBI just doesn't get it. Attacking the country through lawlessness, that is not a misstep. That is an attack on the Republic. Second, if we have future abuse of this Section 702, it should be that Congress would be the one to offer oversight and correct it. But we know this morning that that is likely not to be the case. As Mr. Schumer said back in 2017, it may actually be a good thing if the intel community targets political opponents like Mr. Trump. Third, we also know that America's media probably is not going to hold the FBI or CIA to account either if Congress doesn't do it. Why? Well, case in point, 3 weeks ago, the New York Times published an article entitled, "It Turns Out That the Deep State is Kinda Awesome." Okay, so that tells me that they are not taking this threat seriously. Bottom line, folks, I would love to have faith in my former colleagues that they could have all the tools that they need to stop criminality. I just don't trust them. history shows me that I shouldn't. So if they want to use this 702 data on Americans, they can make the case to a judge and get a warrant. That is my view, but I'll keep you posted. Finally this morning, an update on a different kind of spying. It's an update about the drone wars. That is our continued exploration about how drones are shaping modern warfare and espionage. And we start with some troubling news out of the country of Iran. As Bloomberg News reports, that country's extensive drone program is showing up in the countries of Syria, Iraq, Sudan, Ethiopia, Yemen, Algeria, Tajikistan, Russia, and Venezuela. So the reason for why these drones have just gone global is because they are both cheap and effective. They only cost a few hundred to a few thousand dollars a piece, and they can deliver a lot of munitions, multiple bombs at a distance of hundreds of miles. So that is clearly good news for Iran and its friends around the world, but as you would imagine, that is bad news for us. And that is because our drones just can't compete. As the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday, our allies in Ukraine have started to shun our drones. The frontline fighters say that they are expensive, they are glitchy, and they are hard to repair. They are also prone to crashing because the Russians have figured out how to scramble our communication systems with relative ease. So that is why Ukraine is buying cheaper drones from China. To be clear, they are not buying any military-grade drones from, say, China's military. Rather, they're purchasing commercial drones from a company called DJI. Ukraine's military has found them to be pretty superior because they can be quickly re-engineered as the Russians start to change the weapons that defeat drones. But that is simply not true of ours. Ours are much more difficult to re-engineer. For what it's worth, American drone manufacturers know that they have a problem. There's one company called Skydio who is working on it with some success, hoping to get that to Ukraine soon. But nevertheless, the overall lesson is clear this morning. America is falling behind on the production of cheap, disposable, and effective drones that, as Iran is showing us, are shaping modern warfare and espionage all around the world. And with those facts and data, just one quick piece of analysis and opinion for you. So let's talk about why we should care well beyond Ukraine. Now, as listeners will likely remember, America has a billion-dollar effort, give or take, called the Replicator Program that is focused on AI-infused drones that they hope to use to defeat China if they ever decide to invade Taiwan, which, as most of us know, could happen as early as the year 2027. So this Replicator Program is well underway, but it's pretty worrisome, I think, this morning that whatever we have right now on the shelf clearly isn't working in at least Ukraine. Now, it is possible that the Pentagon is holding back some of their best stuff and giving Ukraine the lesser quality drones. That is certainly possible. But what is equally possible is that we're not. And China and Iran are whipping us on the march to drone supremacy. So that's why I will be watching this very closely for any indicators of who's really ahead in these drone wars, with very important consequences if Beijing decides to launch that invasion of Taiwan. More to come. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude this morning's episode of The Right Report. But I've got one more thing before I let you go. We'll be right back. It's a good morning, but we need to talk about tonight. And that is because, as ever, you need a good night's sleep tonight, and you're going to get that with Ghost Bed. Yes, it's the company that I think makes the finest mattresses in all of America. And you all know that's true because I own one. I had the Lux model. But they've got those other great options too, like the Classic, the Massage Bed, yes please, and also one for your RV. But no matter what model you choose from, you gotta get one of these things. The mattresses are built with high-quality materials and fine craftsmanship, and you are going to feel both when that thing is delivered right to your doorstep. As always, they have a 101-day trial period with free returns. So folks, get yourselves a Ghost Bed and get 50% off when you do. Go to ghostbed.com/right, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, and get 50% off your Ghost Bed purchase. Again, that's ghostbed.com/right, and get ready, because once that bed arrives, you are going to be off to a great night's sleep. I guarantee it. Welcome back to The Right Report with one more thing before I let you go. It's a follow-up from yesterday's brief on student debt forgiveness with a lot of great feedback, by the way, from y'all, both in support and in opposition of that government forgiveness program. So as I was researching the issue, I came upon another form of debt forgiveness. It's for medical debt. And I started with an assumption. I thought that it would be good or beneficial for folks to have their medical debt forgiven, certainly for a lot of people out there who are struggling economically. But I was wrong, and I was very surprised. So let me explain. Years ago, there is a nonprofit that started called RIP Medical Debt, and they began with a very simple idea. To help poor Americans, they could buy their medical debt that was being held by debt collectors or hospitals that were on the verge of turning that stuff over to debt collectors. Well, as this organization explains, they do a lot to help people with very little money. For example, with just a $100 donation, that allows them to buy $10,000 in medical debt because the debt collectors are willing to accept pennies on the dollar to resolve the various medical claims. So that was it. That was the simple idea that one might assume would be really great news for patients who are struggling with their medical debt. It would just be wiped away. Well, RIP Medical got a lot of accolades for their idea. You may have seen some of it on TV or philanthropists around this country because, again, it seemed like a brilliantly simple way to help people in need. But was it really? Well, researchers at Stanford University explored whether or how this kind of debt forgiveness was benefiting these medical patients, and here's what they found. First, there was no improvement in the financial well-being, physical health, or mental state of the people who received any debt forgiveness. In fact, it made some people feel even worse. They felt depressed that somebody had to give them charity to solve their problems. They felt awful that they couldn't take care of themselves. Second, it made other recipients actually stop paying their other medical bills. These folks assumed that, well, at some point, somebody's going to probably pay off this new medical debt, so why even bother start paying to begin with? Well, those two surprising results came out on Monday, and since then, researchers and philanthropists have been in a state of shock. They are surprised by what should have been a really wonderful thing turning out to not be so wonderful at all. As for what comes next for this charity and this movement of medical debt forgiveness, nobody's quite sure. There is an initial belief that maybe the debt forgiveness came just a touch too late. In other words, as the debt accumulated, people's lives started falling apart, so maybe you give that forgiveness a little bit sooner rather than later. But truthfully, the researchers and the philanthropists are not sure this morning. They're scratching their heads and pondering what next steps they might take for further study. Well, with that, let me offer you one final reflection this morning. In previous episodes, I've shared with you one of the things that the CIA taught me years ago, and that was to pay close attention to when you feel surprised. That, they said, was the mind telling you, all right, I have a belief about an asset or an intel operation, but I'm learning new facts and data, and they are telling me that I was wrong or part wrong. So that is why the CIA said, listen in that moment of surprise and just soak it all in. That is a critical chance to re-listen, rethink, and relearn to strengthen your operations. So that's why I love this study. I was earnestly surprised by most of the findings, but upon reflection, it really makes all the sense in the world. Not everybody welcomes charity, and it can really hurt when you have to accept it. Also not surprising, some people will take the charity and learn the wrong lesson, which in this case is, you can just stop paying your other bills because of course people do that. So the reason that I flagged this for us today is that we have a multi-billion dollar student loan experiment underway, really. That is, of course, Mr. Biden's forgiveness program. So this latest study about medical debt leaves me to wonder about the student loan experiment. What unexpected results will come of this? So for example, will some students stop making payments, thinking that the government will eventually forgive their debt as well? Or will other students perhaps be dispirited or depressed that in their minds they failed because they couldn't solve their own economic struggles? Well, I don't know the answers to those questions, but I do know this. If those things turn out to be true, I will not be surprised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. As always, I will see you tomorrow, God willing. Until then, I leave you with the creed of every good spy and every wise American. They're the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.